This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
Welcome to this episode of AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast. This is Chelsea Schneider, AIM Municipal Innovation Specialist, and I am here in Franklin, Indiana with Mayor Steve Barnett, and we are going to be talking about the great projects that the city has going on. Mayor, you have a lot of construction, you know, both going on now and in the future. I mean, tell us a little bit about what we can expect.
Wow, Chelsea, it's really hard to pick out one project because next year, we've been known for the last 3 or 4 years to have Jefferson Street project going on, and we've did four phases, which is about half of it. Starting in March, we're going to have two different contractors working on two different ends of the town, which is Milestone and O'Mara, two of the best contractors. So really glad that we got some good people working on our stuff. But out by the interstate on the gateway, we're going to start there again in March. We'll take that up from where we dropped off last year and bring it on up to Eastview, which is a roundabout. It's going to be put in there. And then we're also going to do a roundabout on our two roundabouts on our truck route next year. So we've got a big year scheduled. And then there's two more stages of Jefferson Street that's going to be done. So I hope the citizens will be patient for another year. That's the 2018 projects, and they will go from March until about Thanksgiving, and we'll wrap it up like we did this year and open the streets up, and then people smile at that point.
I mean, a lot of infrastructure improvements. I mean, how does this benefit Franklin, you know, to be doing, you know, road work and, you know, road revitalization and adding roundabouts?
Well, I will tell you that what I've seen being in city government for the last 9 years and all the planning that has went into this, I know a lot of this planning started 15 years ago. And before we started putting money in our infrastructures, the downtown area was half the buildings were vacant, the buildings were crumbling, the streets were crumbling. And you do not have businesses that want to invest in your town if you can't invest in yourself. So investing in our city as a city government, it spurs growth from private entities that want to come here and be a part of it because they do see their tax dollars going to work. I've talked to many, many people, voters, residents, constituents, and most people don't have a problem paying the taxes. Where they have a problem is when you don't use your tax dollars wisely. And I think that's what we're doing. I think we're demonstrating that. And the economic development that's coming out of it has really made a big difference here in Franklin.
Great. Well, and Franklin's known for the vibrancy of the downtown. You also have a facade improvement program going on. What's that about?
There again, in 2009, we started putting together what they call the FDC, the Franklin Development Corporation. It was funded through our RDC, the Redevelopment Corporation. Just for that, for us to invest in our buildings that were falling apart, and with the the return that some of the businesses would get couldn't quite justify bringing the town back. So somebody had to bring the town back. That was funded through TIF dollars. There's some people that thinks that TIF hurts certain things, but it actually helps. For example, when I say certain things, the schools, people think that TIF takes away from the schools, but whenever you use TIF dollars wisely, work with the school board, work with the redevelopment commission, the assessed values go up, and when the assessed values go up, that actually in return helps the schools. So I think we've done a good job of working with our school board and the city council and the redevelopment commission as a team. Franklin does a lot of work collaboratively, and we want to keep that going. We have a Discover Downtown Franklin that plans a lot of our events downtown. When we have events that bring in 5,000 people, 2,000 people, all the downtown stores benefit from that. So that there again, that's economic development, and that's a lot of volunteers collaborating. Discover Downtown Franklin is a private organization. It's a downtown street organization that's really done a lot for our downtown. So I think this is probably a good time to be the mayor of Franklin, because we have so many good people working in the right direction. We may not always agree all the time, but we do, and we're not supposed to agree, but we do collaborate, get our heads together, and look out after the dollar and help bring the economy back.
Great. And, you know, when you look ahead, you know, to 5 to 10 years, I mean, what is your long-term vision for Franklin with all these improvements, you know, going on?
It's good that you bring that up, because people want to know, what is the mayor's look? What's your vision down the future? There's a couple, three things that I'm working on that, again, I said it takes a lot of planning to get this done. We're looking for a downtown amphitheater at a certain time, that we're just in the early stages of that. We got some flood buyout areas that we're looking voluntarily, if people want to sell their property, that maybe we can get them out of the flood area and turn that into an amphitheater area. We're looking at that. I know with certain things, like we have banquet halls, like the Garment Factory, that's just about completed. It'll probably be about March, April, that'll be open up. They hold 600 people. There's a banquet hall over the Elks Lodge, which they took an old building that was vacant for 10, 15 years and turned it around. It's got 300 space for a banquet hall. We have the Art Craft Theater that holds right at 300 people. And then you have Triple Play, which is a venue downtown that has a roof that opens up. That's pretty cool. But if you get all these filled up at the same time, and people are already starting to see that we're having trouble with parking, all of our storefronts are filled up. So I can see in the future, somewhere down the road, of trying to build a parking garage downtown with retail on the bottom floor. That's kind of a early stage vision that we're looking at. And then out on Highway 31, which is another important part of the city of Franklin. We have a lot of commerce out there. We're looking at trying to make that more pedestrian friendly and more traffic friendly. So that's three long-term visions that are pretty big things to work with. Also, we would like to, Franklin has three watersheds where all the water comes right to Franklin, and we've been known to have some flooding issues. Working to make that better. That's been a long process, and we've made it better. Last July, we had some more flooding, but it wasn't as bad as it was in 08, and it would have been. But we bought out 82 homes in 08 that flooded. They would have flooded again in July, but they were gone. So we had about three businesses that did flood, and those are some of the three we're talking about. How can we get them out of that flood area and help them relocate to where they won't be flooding again? So that's a long-term plan. Just lots of issues, and I think if you're a mayor of a city, that if you sit back and do not make long-term plans, that's when a city struggles. So we need to, a lot of these things that I'm looking at, I may not be the mayor when it comes to reality, but you got to have a plan for the next mayor to pick up the plan and carry forward. And if you get a mayor that sets on his laurels and thinks that everything's going great, then the city will stall, and we don't want the city to stall. I grew up in Franklin. I was born here, and just real proud of what's going on here in our city.
So, Mayor, tell me a little bit about the industrial growth that you're seeing and other developments even outside of the downtown area.
It's what I've seen in my 11 months as being mayor. It's been remarkable. We have had a lot of site visits of people wanting to be in Franklin because they see that we're investing in our infrastructure. Just out in our business park, we have built a road called Linville Way, and we're putting a shell building up, and we've got a company name of Direct Conveyor that is getting ready to break ground in, hopefully, February or March. That's been in the works for, it's been probably 6-7 months now. We had a company by the name of Powder Metal Tech that come from Indianapolis. They broke ground just yesterday. Today at our redevelopment commission, we had a rapid prototype, got approved for some funding to move here from Bartholomew County. So there's three big businesses that are expanding, and then we're doing the shell building. We've got a couple other companies that we just can't announce yet that are taking a real strong look. And out by the interstate, next year we have a group called Sunbeam Corporation out of Indianapolis. They are looking to build a 600 to 900,000 square foot shell building that that's going to happen. They've already bought the property, and they're looking to invest in some other properties here. So we're seeing a lot of growth in our industry with not only our downtown stuff, but with our jobs and out in our business parks and out by the interstate. We got a hotel that's going up by the interstate. They broke ground, moving dirt, almost got the pad built, so that'll start coming out of the ground soon. And that's looking to maybe open up August or September of next year. Then we have a another group that's looking to build another hotel. The first one is a Marriott. The other one will be a Hilton. So we got some good stuff going on, and we're trying to get some. Although we have a lot of good restaurants in Franklin, so I don't want to take away from that. And we're having some new ones built in the downtown, but there's a lot of citizens and people that would like to see some sort of a good chain steakhouse out by the interstate. We're working on that with people. Can't elaborate on names, but we're working on that every single day, and hopefully we'll get some of that. We're going to have probably about 7 or 8 lots out there outside of just the hotels that can be something to develop there.
And I've heard that you guys also have a lot of trail projects or trail development going on. So tell us a little bit about that.
We actually have a trail project going on now. It's going to be 3.5 miles of trail added to our system, which would get us up to 16 miles of trail. And that would that is a big feeling of place where you want to be. We're looking to get that wrapped up by the next July or August also. And then in 2019, we're looking to add another 1.5 miles on the west side of 31, headed out by the hospital. So we want to continue to add to our trail system, and eventually we want to have all the trails connected. And that is one of, as I spoke earlier, about our long-term plan of having better traffic flow and better pedestrian flow on 31, connect those trails out on 31 from one end of the city limits to the other end of the city limits. So we'll get there, and then once we get that on 31, then we can start looking at maybe getting the county connected. That's some of the long-term stuff that we would like to do with our trails, and we got a parks department that does a wonderful job of taking care of the trails and making things better where you want to live, work, and play.
Great. And another, you know, great asset to Franklin is your youth council that's really active in the community. Tell me a little bit about that program.
The youth council is remarkable. And when I hear people talk about the youth today is not like the youth in the past, I will say that's correct, because we have a very smart youth that's there. And our youth council started last year. They redesigned our flag, city flag, which, you know, I want our youth council to have something that they can remember, and they'll want to come back to Franklin when they go to college, or hopefully they'll go to Franklin College, but if they don't, then we want them to make sure they come back and always call Franklin their home. The youth council this year has taken on a very big project to develop an inclusive park and to fund it, and that's a $300,000 project, and the city is teaming up with them. We have helped with $150,000, $75,000 of it's from our parks department, and then a $75,000 grant that the kids helped get, and the kids now are on a fundraising mission. I know they have collected a few thousand dollars, but they're going to be out after the first of the year going around to different organizations and different merchants and trying to raise the funds. And then in May, they hope to have a community build day that they will get the community involved and put it together. But an inclusive park is something that they thought was very important to the community that we didn't have. We had one that a flood tore all the pieces up, and we're moving it to higher ground. So we should be in good shape with this next one.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Mayor. We really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Anytime.